The Post Match Interview.
Thank you for that, Benny. Lucky enough to be joined from down in the victorious Geelong rooms. Well, he's actually, I can see him on the ground. Give us a wave, Jez. Hello, Jez. Jerry Cameron's down on the ground. We're just waving to you from the K-Rock box. Thanks for joining us. What, didn't want to be in the rooms, rather come out and get a bit of cell reception out on the ground?
Yeah, you don't get too much reception under there, so I thought I'd come for a stroll, walk the legs out, walk the hammies out a bit.
The $900,000 hamstrings, as our boundary rider Jason Doherty likes to call them. You came down for a little massage, I think maybe in the second quarter. Was that just because you'd just been stretching them by kicking goals?
Yeah, I don't like getting too many massages during the game, but the physios are pretty red hot on it after, you know, my 6 week layoff. They want to make sure I'm feeling cherry ripe for when I grace the field. So it was good to get back out there as the boys tonight and come away with a good win.
Yeah, 31 points down in the first quarter. Are you wondering if you're going to see any service at any stage during the night?
I did look at Tommy Hawkins at one stage and we thought, shit, we're down by a bit. We might have to do something here. But, yeah, the boys worked hard in the midfield and started to bring it down our way. And I thought we really got on top in the second and third quarter and then just ground away. It was a good win, you know, that the Saints come out and they like to bring it back through the middle and play pretty daring footy. So, yeah, it was a good win all in all.
Now, before I throw you to Benny Cass, Jez, turn around because there's a photographer dying to take your photo. I know he's walked away from you. He's dying to take your photo on the phone and he's walked away. But I'll let Benny fire a couple of nice ones at you.
Jeremy, have you been ready to go for a couple of weeks and it's just about, you know, the club being overcautious? And if that's the case, is that a little bit frustrating? But you just got to get your head around that, you know, the finals are not far away and you've got to be right for that.
Yeah, definitely. I think it helps knowing that the boys are playing really good football and you know, there's going to be a finals campaign. And, I felt like I was ready to go, honestly, probably 2 weeks ago. But in saying that, we know that there is some big games coming up. And to get a couple of really, really big weeks of training on board, I was doing a couple of, you know, 12, 13K sessions, just gives you all the confidence in the world that you'll be right when you get back. So I wasn't too bad. I do hate watching footy. And I'd much rather be out there playing. So it was a little bit frustrating, but at the same time, I'm happy with how things went.
Do you have full confidence? Is it a little mental thing that, you know, you get through the first quarter, you get your first contest and think, yeah, I'm right? Or is it something you just run out there and you're not even concerning yourself in terms of, you know, the hamstring problems that you've had?
Yeah, nah. Tonight I was full of confidence. And like I mentioned, with those weeks of hard training, if it was finals and, you know, a game that we had to win, you know, maybe I do come straight back in or try and play a little bit earlier than I'd like. And then I think it would come down to a bit of confidence and seeing how things went. But with the massive training loads that I've had, not only on the track but in the gym, gave me all the confidence in the world tonight. And I didn't think about it once, to be honest.
Now, the boys, look, didn't put in their best performance last week. Did you turn your phone off after the game or did you cop anything from your former teammates sort of suggesting that, you know, that you weren't there and they would have loved to have beaten you and they probably would have won by more if you weren't in the team, if you were actually in the team?
I actually didn't cop anything. I was waiting for a sly little message from Toby Green. But, you know, it didn't come. It was obviously a good win by them last week. And a little bit like the Saints tonight, they really took it on and got the jump on us last week. And credit to the boys, we did bring it back and actually give ourselves a chance to win it last week. But, you know, it didn't go our way. And obviously that's the thing we need to look at going forward with our slow starts. But, yeah, I never copped any cheeky messages from the boys.
That's very, very odd, I would have thought.
Well, yeah, I'd like to think if I played last week, we might have won. But I was gonna send that to Tobes, but I thought, you know what, I better not.
We're speaking with Jeremy Cameron after the Cats' 14-point win. He's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
So, Jeremy, okay, so last week you weren't there, but things didn't go according to plan. You turn up this week, the opposition kicked the first five. You look at Tom Hawkins and whatever you said to him, jeepers, we're going to do something. And then you guys kicked the next four. What actually changed from a player's point of view?
I thought we really got on top throughout the midfield, just really got on top of them, you know, applied a lot of pressure and that's what we want to bring in games and we know it's going to be like that in the finals. So that really holds up and yeah, I thought we just got on top there and then started to be a little bit more composed around the 50 and going inside 50. Last week we burned a lot of options. I think we were plus 22 or something inside 50s and, didn't really use the ball the way we would have liked. So that was something we're really working on and we will going into the finals campaign.
It seemed this evening, particularly in the second half, you know, you had the likes of, say, Reece Stanley. He managed to run forward, take a mark. Paddy Dangerfield ran forward, took a mark just in that last quarter. So, look, we're presuming up here for that stuff to happen, they must have great confidence in yourself and Tom Hawkins and Asava, the other guys down there, that you guys are creating some really good leading patterns moving for one another. Otherwise, they're just not going to be able to do that. Is that something you felt out there?
Yeah, definitely. I think it comes, you know, a lot of forward lines look at that, if not all, and it comes back to movement. And if you can have a forward line that can be really diligent in the way we move and move with intensity, it makes it harder for them to defend. And by us doing that, we can have, you know, there's a lot of guys that can roll through the forward line. You saw Danger, he can take a great mark overhead and did it a lot tonight. Reece can drift forwards. Asava's been creating a really good contest for us, and you got myself and Hawk as well. So as long as we're moving and you know, being an option for our teammates, if we can't mark it, bring it to the ground, and then it brings our smalls into the game, which I thought were outstanding tonight as well.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. Often the attention goes to yourself and Tomahawk and because of the talent and the stature that you have inside that forward 50. But we did feel tonight guys like Luke Delhouse and Brad Close, they were an important part of the victory with regards to keeping pressure on the opposition when they're trying to rebound, keeping the footy in. Is that how you saw it as well from those guys?
Yeah, definitely. They've done that all year for us. You know, they do sort of do their work behind the scenes a bit, but we know internally how hard they work, and they get right up the ground and then get back and apply that pressure to keep it inside as well. And they've been huge for us all year. We saw Closey again tonight lay some great tackles. Lukey again, who does it every week as well. So it's working well, and it's a good combination up there to have.
Jeremy, it must be good to also have the younger players in the team. Max Holmes tonight playing his ninth game, went through the midfield, wing forward as well, and looked like he had a real impact. It must be good for the more experienced players to see the younger boys coming through as well.
Yeah, oh, definitely. It's really exciting for the football club. There's a whole host of young players that can come in and play a role at any stage. And yeah, Max in his ninth game, I sort of just said to him as we're walking off, I really noticed him tonight. You can, he's come to, you know, the AFL world is sort of an athlete, and we know he can run a 400-metre hurdle pretty bloody quick. And he was moving across the ground at, you know, great pace tonight. And he really, really outnumbers. It helped us outnumber at the contest when guys are working hard like he does. And it's really exciting, like I said, for the club.
Jeremy, I don't think you realise the impact you're having in the community, but my 8-year-old Ella is probably listening to this. She came home on Thursday from school. She's got about 150 footy cards. I think she swapped 149 of them to get Jeremy Cameron's star power. And you have never seen an 8-year-old burst through the door after school. She was as happy as Larry. Jeremy Cameron's star power. It's an extraordinary card. You've probably got it yourself, have you?
I don't think I've got that one. No, I might have to dig through. And will she swap it for 300 other cards?
She might. She might. I'll talk to her tonight. She but look, she's taken to you like you wouldn't believe.
Jez, where are you sleeping tonight?
It's something that I really love, and I loved it up at the Giants as well. I love getting around, you know, the children, and they love the football, and it sort of is a bit. It's a weird feeling playing without a crowd, because I absolutely love the crowd up at the Giants and here, and love getting around the children. So it's going to be great. Hopefully we can get a crowd back for finals. And the community's been great since I've moved down. So I look forward to, you know, getting out and about a bit more.
Weird question, but you know it's coming. Where are you sleeping tonight, Jez? You're sleeping at home or you're on the boat?
Oh, first game back, I don't think I should push the boundaries too much. I would love to get out on the boat, but I think I'm going to be very, very sore for the next couple of days, so I might stay at home tonight.
Very good. You hope for Saturday night next week against the Demons of the top spot. You must be looking forward to that. Something that in your career you haven't played for in terms of, you know, finishing with a minor premiership.
Yeah, definitely. They're going really well, and it's going to be another really good challenge for us. So, I'm looking forward to it already. I haven't missed too much footy over my career, and this year's been a bit different to me for me. So I'm looking forward to playing a couple of games and then seeing if we've got a bye after that. Who knows with the way things are going. But, yeah, next week's going to be a ripper, I think.
Jez, we really appreciate your time. Wonderful return to action. 4 goals gives you 32 for the season. And looking forward to a big one against the Demons whenever that is next weekend. We think it's going to be Saturday night, but we're not sure. And we can't wait for that and can't wait to see you in action again. We really appreciate your time joining us on K-Rock Footy.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me on. Cheers.
Jeremy Cameron joining us there. Really appreciate it, Jez, as he trundles his way off down the race. Great to have him join us. The Post-Match Interview.